Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall at TCO Performance Center in Eagan. And I got your questions right here, so let's get to work. First one comes from Jerome in Colorado. With all the receivers we have now, do you think our hometown boys, Jake Winicky and Brandon Zylstra, have a chance at making the cut? No doubt about it, steep competition at wide receiver. Everyone knows we have Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs coming back from last year, and they're poised to have really good seasons with Kirk Cousins now under center. But after those two guys, a bunch of competition for the remaining spots. Of course, Laquon Treadwell is here. The Vikings signed Kendall Wright in free agency. And Stacy Coley enters year two trying to prove he belongs. After those guys, we have Tavarius King also signed in free agency and some undrafted free agents and tryout players. So the competition is thick. Some of those guys got to prove they can do it on special teams if they want to make the roster. Question number two comes from Micah. Where does Brian O'Neill project to play? Do you think the Vikings would consider putting him at left tackle and moving Reif back to the right side? Well, I'm pretty sure Riley Reif could do that if the Vikings asked him to do it, but he was so good at left tackle for us last season. I expect Riley to stay at left tackle in 2018. As for O'Neill, I expect he'll be on the right side at some point in the equation. Lots of competition at that spot as well. Fun things to watch this summer at training camp. Question number three comes from Carlos. Are you surprised the Vikings didn't take a running back in the draft? It was a really good running back class. The second season in a row, the running back class was really good. We got a stud in 2 years ago in the draft in Dalvin Cook. The Vikings did not draft one this year. No, it doesn't surprise me. Mac Brown comes back from last year's team. Plus, the Vikings got a couple of good undrafted players out of this year's class in Rock Thomas and Mike Boone. Johnny Stanton added as a potential fullback out of UNLV. Pretty good young depth chart at running back. Our fourth question comes from Curtis in Pennsylvania. Eller, Page, Marshall, and Gary Larson all made the Pro Bowl in 1969. Could Griffin, Joseph, Richardson, and Hunter do it this year? Well, it wouldn't surprise me. That's the best defensive line in the NFL, if you ask me. But the one thing to remember is a lot of time Pro Bowl nods for defensive linemen come because of quarterback sacks. Mike Zimmer sends so many different guys after the quarterback in a given game, it's hard for very many of them to accumulate a bunch of sacks. What's more important than Pro Bowl nods is playing well against both the run and the pass, and that's what I think the Vikings defensive line will do in 2018. The next question comes from Chris. Does Mike Zimmer need to improve as a coach to win the Super Bowl? Well, I think Coach Zimmer will be the first to tell you everyone on the team can improve, including the coaches. So yeah, let's look for some improvement from the coaching staff, but look at the job Mike Zimmer has done since he arrived in 2014. He took over a defense that was last in the league, and now it's the best defense in the NFL. Mike Zimmer has done a bang-up job, and he's done it with a different quarterback every single season. Can't wait to see what this year's roster can do with Zim's leadership. The last question comes from Christopher. In the history of the Vikings, we have only swept our divisional opponents twice. Have we done enough this offseason to sweep the North? Well, think about how hard it must be to sweep the division if it's only happened two times in the great Vikings history. That 09 Vikings team with Favre and Adrian Peterson and Jared Allen, they couldn't even do it. It's a very tough task, but I think this Vikings roster has the capability to do it. Some really cool games on the division schedule, including week two at Lambeau and a Sunday night football game at US Bank Stadium against the Green Bay Packers. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another edition. So make sure you keep sending in your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. One last thing before we go. Taste of the Vikings presented by Land O'Lakes. It's on June 12th. You can help kick childhood hunger by buying a ticket to go to Taste of the Vikings. What is it? Some of the best food in the Twin Cities. You can sample it. You can have it all while rubbing elbows with former Viking greats, current Vikings players, past and current Vikings coaches, and lots of other good people from around the community. Go to Vikings.com right now to buy a ticket to the 2018 Taste of the Vikings presented by Land O'Lakes.